Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, are you 18 years old and older? And
yes. Yes, I am.
Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will most certainly vote.
Thank you so much. Now, may I know what is your age?
I am 64 years old.
Thank you so much. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm black.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one is Sherrod Brown as senator.
Say that again.
I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden as president?
Strongly.
Strongly approve?
Yes.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump as former president?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And last one, Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one is Donald Trump. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. About Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. About First Energy, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about them?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very. Somewhat.
Thank you. About Derek Marin, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Unannoying.
Okay. Thank you. And how about Joe Biden? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
A strong favorable.
Thank you. About Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And last one, Marcy Kaptchur.
Favorable, very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or will you say there is no chance you will consider
no
voting
chance.
For?
No chance I'll vote Republican at all.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to... Thank you. I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If this statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I'm more likely to vote for her.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you very much. We're about 80%. Just a few more questions and we're done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, you don't think it's true, please say so. First statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him? Or do you think that's not true?
Less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Thank you. Next one says, as a landlord who has received over $1,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Most less likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. Next one, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
most likely not to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we just have two more, and we're over with this part. Next one says, Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marion supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Most likely not to vote for him.
Thank you. And last one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marion voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or will you still vote for Marion?
No, I will not vote for him.
Okay, and what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion?
Because I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Marion?
Democrat Marcy Kaptchur.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion?
I'm a Democrat. I don't vote Republican. Hello?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm just typing or writing this down. Okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 4 years of college.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I'm a very strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye. Mm-hmm.